off your cell phone, get your mic on. Relax your lips, relax the corners of your mouth, maybe a little smile. Relax your forehead. Pull in your stomach slightly. Relax your eyelids. Relax your fingers. And then slowly come to your breath. Count 10. Long, slow exhales. Ask your lama to come sit with you. Their body is fragrant. You can, even with your eyes closed, you can smell the fragrance of their morality. See how beautiful they are. And appreciate one thing about them. And that's a mental prostration. and think about something you did nice yesterday that you'd like to offer to them. Little breakthrough that you had. Be specific, something nice you did yesterday. Or a sweet idea you had. Then admit to them something you did yesterday which was not so nice. Old bad habit. Old bad thought. Be honest. Whenever you do it again, tell them in your mind. At least tell them in your mind. And that'll help you stop. And ask them to teach you, keep teaching you, even if you're not so worthy sometimes. ask them to stay in your life and your future lives. Then put your mind on how many years of life you guess you might have left. Put a number on it. Maybe I have 10 years. Maybe I have 15 years. Maybe 20. Try to imagine how many years you have left. So let's say it's 20 years, and I guess about a third of that is spent sleeping. A third or a quarter is spent sleeping, so it's down to 15 years now. I'm awake. Then those 15 years, about maybe 2 hours a day is spent cooking and eating. So if I take out the cooking time, I'll take out about 15%. I have maybe 12 years left. Grocery time, buying groceries, taking showers, so I have maybe 11 years left. Then just working to pay my rent, working to pay for my food, maybe 8 years left. Then I have obligations to my family. I have to spend time with parents, other family. Otherwise, I'm not a good person. I have to spend some time with them. 6 years left. My friends need some time. Just time to talk to people. I can't be alone all the time. I have to have friends, I have to pay attention to the friends. I have to see them once in a while, talk to them. 4 years left. I enjoy some things online. I send some emails, keep in touch, check what's happening with other people. WeChat, Facebook. About 2 years left in my life. For the whole rest of my life, real time, free to practice, clear time to meditate, to see emptiness. I have about 2 years. That's all I have. So hard to fight, to find a few blocks of time, spaces of time, half an hour, 20 minutes. It's so hard in the whole day to find free time to meditate and keep my book, study. So little time. Let's stay here for a few minutes. then please take three deep breaths. And you can slowly open your eyes. Take a stretch. Nice meditation, very quiet. Thank you.
Really nice.
Nice group of meditators. So I'll give you a paper maybe tomorrow with the nine death, the reasons for death meditation, okay? We weren't supposed to go this far, but you guys are fast, so I'll just review them with you right now. So there are three basic principles. The first one is It's certain that you have to die, okay? And there are three reasons for that. First one is, the traditional text says, Chidak Nepa Ongshin Kien Kangi Kyang Dokdu Mepa, the Lord of Death will definitely come, and there's nothing that can stop him at that time, okay? It doesn't matter how strong you are or what kind of medicines you use or where you go. Okay. Second reason why death is certain is Sela Numba Mechin Drichepa Machepa Danchepa. You can't add any time to your life, and you're constantly losing that the time. The time is dropping every hour. That's the second reason. Third reason, Sunbet Sayan Chejawe Long Mepa. We just did that one. What's that? Even in the time you have left, you don't have time to practice. Okay, you're just so busy. You know, to get a few hours of retreat here, you know, it's millions of dollars, and people are working for months, and you also have to come from far away. It's a lot of work, a lot of trouble. Okay, I don't know. In the yogic theory of digestion, you eat like a donut, and then it goes down your throat, and the stomach processes it and takes out the junk, and by the time you get to the essence of a donut, it's like one drop of nutrition, you know? Maybe. Then your practice time is like that. To get 1 hour of practice takes like 100 hours of life, you know? So even in the time you have left, the time you have to practice is very small, okay? Which means if you get a chance to practice, take it, okay? You're in the airport. We always do yoga in the airport. We found out the cure for jet lag is do two yogas in the airport. One when you leave and one when you get there, you know? And, okay? So when you see a moment, take it. Somebody asked me, how did you have time to finish the Abhidharma Kosha? It took me 12 years. I said it was all in dentist's office, waiting for Rinpoche. You know, I did it all in the dentist's office, waiting for Rinpoche, you know. He had like 50 bad teeth, okay. yeah, okay. All right, second basic principle. Is what? Yeah, you don't know when it's going to come. You know it's going to come, but you don't know when. Okay. And there are three reasons for that. We call them reason number four, reason number five, reason number six, because there are going to be nine total. Okay. First one is, Chir Zambaling Wei Sela Nyepa Mepa. In this realm where we live, there's no fixed lifetime. We can't, you don't get a guarantee when you're born. Okay. That's the fourth reason. Fifth reason, Chikian Mangshin Sunkian Nyungwa. The things that can kill you are many. The things that can keep you alive are very few, you know. Sometimes I think the world must be a tantric mandala because there's not enough room to grow all the spinach I have to eat. Like, no, I mean, if I eat like so much spinach in a green drink, Adriana makes me a green drink every morning. If I have that much spinach, there should be miles and miles of spinach fields, but there's not. You know, there's very little place in the planet to grow spinach. In most of the places you can't grow it, right? So the things that, but the things that can kill you are everywhere. Okay. All right. Now we're on reason number six. We're going to start reason number six. Okay. Reason number six, which is the third reason why we don't know when we're going to die, okay? Is Lu Xin Du Nyam Chungwa. The body is fragile, okay? The body is fragile. I don't know about you, you're not old enough, but when I was a kid, it was really cool to have a 1955 Chevy or, you know, those big boxy Chevrolet, you know. She's real fine, my 409. We had songs about them. And, you know, those cars are, how old are they now? 60 years old, something. They're like 60 years old. They're younger than me. And they all fell apart. All the 55 Chevys in the world fell apart. They're made of metal. I'm made of bone and skin, you know. It's hard to find a 55 Chevy that's still, right? It's hard to find. I bought one a while back. I sold it shortly afterwards. They're just always falling apart, and I had to put oil in it every 10 miles, and you know, the brakes don't work in those days. And nothing works anyway, but your body still goes, you know? Okay, let's talk about that one. You ready, Adam? Gyutsen and Tsumba? All right. Okay, no problem. You can look for L-U-S-S-H-I-N, Lushin, L-U-S-S-H-I-N. Take a break. That's okay. A little bit. She has a real coffee. Okay. Gyutsen Tsumba Lushin Dunyam Chungwen Kyang Nam Chi Lang Yepa Mepani. Life is, when you're going to die is not certain because of the third reason, which is that the body is so fragile. Okay. Nyam Chungwa means fragile. Okay. In colloquial Tibetan, Nyam Chung means, let's put that in the dictionary. Nyam, Nyama Nyam, Cha Shetu Chunga Chung. Nyam Chung means shy. Or, you know, like that, you know. Koshida Nyamchungre means he's really shy, or he's kind of, what do you call him? Like, bashful. Yeah, that's good, bashful, Nyamchung. But here it means fragile, the body is fragile. Shindu Nyamchung, very fragile. Teatar Chikyan Mangshin Sungyan Nyung Nang. Even though it's true that the things that can kill you are many and the things that can keep you alive are few, if our body was like, what's that guy's, it's not term, Transformers? What's that guy, the big one, the nice one? Optimus Prime? Optimus Prime? If we had a body like Optimus Prime, it would be okay. You know, okay. Like if there were lots of things that could kill us, if the roof fell on us, we'd be like, push. You know, if we had an Optimus Prime Transformer body, it would be okay that there are many dangerous things around us. But, chiken mangshin mikinyo dini chubuatar. Okay, but our body is like a bubble. Like a water bubble, you know, in your bathtub, little bubble. Our body's like that. If you get stuck by a cactus thorn and you're not lucky, it can kill you, okay? It can kill you. I think Abraham Lincoln's son was killed by a thorn. He just got stuck by a thorn, he got an infection, and he died, okay? Lama Pelma, in the first three-year retreat, she fell into a cactus and she had her hand was swollen for 3 years. You know, it never cured. Okay, it can kill you. Just one little thing can kill you. So our body is not like Optimus Prime. It doesn't take much to kill a human body. A few germs. You can get them anywhere. Okay. You can get them. What's that nice restaurant at the top of the casino in Singapore? Oh, some French restaurant. I lost a month's salary there. Anyway, in that restaurant, you can get a, what do you call that? Salmonella could kill you, okay? Many people died that way, okay? In the nicest restaurant in Singapore, okay? Satek Shik Yen Kyan Mi Pente. Even if our body was like Optimus Prime, Chek means, by the way, like armored, or Chekpa means super, what do you call it? Solid. Something like that. Chekpa, okay? Mipende, shitting le, because the shitting says, what's shitting? Xie Jing, the letter to a friend. Okay, Xie means friend, Jing like Geshe, and Jing means Mitra, Kalyana Mitra, and Jing means letter. Okay. Sadan humble gyatso nima dun barwe sek pe lu chen dida kyang tewa yang ni lupa ming yun na shin dun nyam jo mita muji tsa. Sadan, sa means the surface of this planet, the earth, okay. Humbo means the great mountains of the earth, like Mount Everest. And the gyatsos, the great oceans of the earth, Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, Indian Ocean, okay. There will come a time, according to Abhidharma, third chapter, when the sun will supernova, okay? And that's normal. All stars supernova eventually. So in the Abhidharma, they say this star that we call the sun, it's burning, right? It's a reaction. And then it will start to fail. Just before it fails, it will... In the Abhidharma, it says nima dun. It means it will get 700% more powerful. The light of the sun will increase by 700%. Suddenly, supernova. And then it gets to, what do you call it? Well, eventually it's a black hole. Yeah. First it burns out for a while. Okay. So when the time of the seven suns, they call it the days of the seven suns, okay? When our sun explodes, Barwa, the earth will catch it. First, it's very sad. It's like first all the trees start to dry out and then they catch on fire. The people die early. And then the oceans dry up. And then the mountains melt. Okay. And then the earth melts. And then the earth dissolves. And then the earth evaporates. And then it's just nothing. Dust. Goes back to dust, okay? By the way, Sekpe Luchen Didakyang, if even Mount Everest is going to melt and become Tewa Yangni Lupa, this Lupa means to be left over, okay? It doesn't mean body, okay? Lupa means, even if the Tewa is not left, Tewa means dust. If you crush Mount Everest into dust, and then even the dust will evaporate, okay? Tewa, Mingyur, Lupa Mingyur, there'll be nothing left. Shindu Nyamchung Mita, then this fragile body, Mujitsa, who needs to mention this fragile body, okay? Where will your body, you have an Optimus Prime body, then it doesn't help. Even if your body was armored or something, all things on this planet will dissolve, everything, oceans, mountains, then your body, come on. He's like, come on, Mujitsu. Okay. Mujitsu means who needs to mention? Okay, come on. You know. Okay. Then he has another quotation. It's from the same book. Sendi nyumang lungi tapayi chui chuber wekyang mitagna ungup ujung nyiki lopale se kom kangla deni ngotar che. Sedi nyumang lungi tapayi. Life is full of danger. Lungi tapayi chuber chuber. Our life is, our body is like a bubble that's blown in the wind. Like those kids play with those bubble things and then they start to float. And how long do they last? Okay. Chuber chuber kyang mitangna. We are more impermanent than that. Okay. Ugjungup. You guys know ugngup ugjung, right? So, ukmup means to breathe in, and ukjung means to breathe out, okay? Uk means breath. Say uk. I want you to sound like a monkey. Uk, uk, uk. Yeah, good, okay. Then, in the Abhidharma, there's a meditation preparation called ukjungup, okay? It means... exhale, inhale, okay? Then countries like Burma and Sri Lanka and Thailand, the only Buddhism that reached there was the Abhidharma. The Madhyamika didn't, middle way didn't go there, emptiness didn't go there, mind only didn't go there. China got mind only, China got middle way. But the southern countries, Sri Lanka, Burma, Thailand, they just got Abhidharma and Vinaya. Out of the five great subjects, they only got those two. And so breathing meditation became a big thing in the southern countries. And then there are systems like Vipassana meditation, which I learned. It was the first meditation I learned 100 years ago. All they do is watch their breath, okay? Then that's not enough, okay? It's not enough. It's a good thing. It's a good preparation. But it's like warming up instead of running the Olympics, okay? Like, you don't practice your whole life and go to the Olympics and warm up and watch the other people race, okay? You race, okay? So that's just a warm-up, okay? Ukjungab is just a warm-up. But it's a good warm-up. But it shouldn't be the only thing you do, okay? Ukjungab means watch your... to breathe in and here it means breathe in and out. Niki lokpale, after you have fallen asleep. Sekom. This sepa generally means to kill, right? But without the pao, or without the kao, it means to wake up, okay, from sleep. So be careful when you translate it, okay? It means to wake from sleep. Sekom means to have time, to have the leisure to wake from your sleep. Nozarche. Yeah, it's unbelievable. The fact that you wake up in the morning is wonderful. I went to Shivananda Center in Bahamas. They had a nice rabbi talking, Jewish rabbi. He was old, and he was very cool. And somebody said, "Why are you so happy?" He said, "I woke up this morning. You know, I didn't die in my sleep." You know, he was so happy. He's like 90, you know, and they're like, "Why are you always so happy?" He says, "I didn't die this morning. I woke up again." So here in the Shitting, Nagarjuna says the same thing, okay? The fact that you woke up this morning is a miracle, ngotsache, okay? That your breath is still going, you know. Who makes your breath go? Scientists are, you know, all the doctors, all the research guys, billions of dollars, to figure out why do people breathe. What triggered it? You know, what made the first breath? We understand karma, right? If you have the karma, you will breathe. You know, you'll be the only person on the Titanic to survive. If you have the karma, nothing can kill you. Iceberg cannot kill you, you know. And if you don't have a karma to breathe, then you get stuck by one cactus, you will die. Okay, we understand. Okay, scientists are, doctors are like, why? What causes the first breath to start? Okay. Then he gives a nice explanation of this quotation. Okay. Oh, my clock just told me it's Sunday. It's Easter tomorrow. Okay. She rangni lokpe kap uk rakpa jungup nam du. When you fall asleep, the gross breath withdraws. Pratyahara. It comes into the body, okay? Dute jungatrama lung namuki jiva machepar. But jungatrama means the subtle elements of the body, okay? The subtle wind element still passes in and out of your body, okay? So you sleep, but with a very reduced breathing, unless your husband snores, and that's a lot stronger than normal breathing. Okay. But most people, they're just barely alive while they're asleep. The breath is just barely moving, okay? It shifts to a different level of the element of air, okay? Machepar, jungwa rakpe lungi uk jungup dupa sene. Then for that, what do you call it? Suspended gross breath to reactivate when you wake up. Nozache. It's unbelievable, okay? That you don't die. Because the suspended gross breath, for it to reawaken in the morning is like a miracle, okay? It shouldn't. It doesn't have to. You could just die. You could just stop breathing in the morning, okay? But the fact that you keep breathing is a miracle, okay? That you wake up and start breathing again, rough breathing, gross breathing, is a miracle. Tena namchi nge me di samne, surje ki dra onwa ngedne, namong cha me nena. I like this one. I always think about this. I don't know why. When Rinpoche taught this, it really struck me. If it's not sure when you're going to die, okay? So the situation is this. You're sitting in your house, okay? You're sitting in your, what do you call that? Yurt. You're trying to meditate in a yurt, you know? And then somebody sends you a message in your food box. It says, someone's coming to kill you in the next 24 hours. Good luck. Okay? Somebody's coming to kill you in your yurt in the next 24 hours. Good luck. And then you're like, check the back. There's nothing on the back, you know? Then, you know, you would do something to get the house ready, you know? There was a movie called Straw Dogs. Yeah, this nerd puts bear traps and, you know, he makes sure the water's going to fall on the guy. You know, he fixes the house up with all these traps because somebody's going to come to kill him, you know. So if you know someone's coming to kill you, you wouldn't wait until tomorrow. You see what I mean? Maybe they won't come tonight. I'll wait till tomorrow to get ready, you know. I'll find all the knives in the house tomorrow. You know, that would be kind of stupid. The minute you get the note, put the note down, look in the house for knives or sharp spoons or anything, okay? Like, do something now, okay? Don't hang out. Don't say, oh, maybe they won't come today. Maybe it'll be tomorrow morning, okay? Okay? Tiening ne dopa sogla tsumba. You have to do something now. You get a message like that. Somebody says, they're coming, but I'm not telling you when they're coming. Then you should rather get ready first and relax later. Okay. Dopa so latsimba tatar. Rang che che nyamba chawa yi. Che je gurma. So you should practice. Do your practice, you know. If you have to skip something today, you know, skip your WeChat and do some death meditation. Okay. And then you can do, if you don't die in the morning, you can do WeChat in the afternoon. Okay, it's more logical. Do your practice first, take care of your practice first. Then do all your WeChat stuff in the afternoon. If you do die, you did the right thing. Okay? If you don't die, you can still do WeChat. Okay? Talo sangput sangdu lege juk chik duba, but our habit is to say, I'm working on a project. I've got a client, you know. I'm writing a book. So I'm just going to schedule it this way. I will finish the book first, and then I'll practice that. I'll do the death meditations after that, okay? It should be the opposite, okay? Do your death meditations first. If you die, everything's taken care of. Finish the book later, okay? If you don't die, you can finish the book. It doesn't matter. You didn't lose anything. Better to prioritize. Do your meditation first in the morning. Get the yoga out of the way. What's the definition of yoga? That which prevents me from eating breakfast. That which stands between me and my waffles. Okay, it's the definition of yoga. Okay, so get it finished. Get all your practice done in the morning. Then if you die, you're safe. If you don't die, you can do your other stuff later. Okay? It makes sense, okay? Yepa de sinne chija nyampani rangki rang lupa yinte. But if you do your WeChat first and you think you're going to do your meditation later, rang lupa, you are cheating yourself. Okay? You are cheating yourself. Nobody's cheating you, you're cheating yourself. Okay. How late this class goes, Scott? 10:15? Okay. I'll take a break shortly. We're gonna take a little pee-pee break. Je Gung Tangbei. Let's finish this one, then we'll take a little break. Lo Dawa Dila Di Nanki Leja Che Sak Tsu Chini Lar Tsangme Chushi Chen Yampa. He says, if you want to meet a demon, you know, there's a big debate in America. Does the devil exist? 100 years ago, everybody believed in the devil. Nowadays, very few people believe in the devil. And there's a book that says the devil's greatest achievement in the last 100 years was to make everybody not believe in him. Anyway, there do exist devils, there do exist demons, okay? And he describes one, okay? But by the way, in general they exist. If you meditate a lot, you can meet one. You can recognize them, okay? It's scary. It's really, they exist, okay? That's another subject. Okay. Lo dawa dila dinangilega chaje susu. So I'm so busy. I have a plan. I'm gonna do a really good retreat next year. And I'm gonna start my book next month. I'm just busy right now. I got a few things to finish up. And then I'm gonna really start my 6 times book again. Okay. And do all my death meditations. I'm going to come to Diamond Mountain and do a 1 month retreat, solo retreat by myself. I think definitely 2017. I just got a few things to finish up in 2016, and then I'll take care of that. Okay? There's somebody coming to kill you in your yurt in the next 24 hours. It's better to look for the sharp spoons now. Okay. Okay, do your death meditation, do your retreat now, take care of your meditation, do your yoga practice. Then, if you don't die, you can do your other stuff, okay? If you do die, you're ready, okay? Like a daughter or a son returning to their parents' home, okay? You're ready, you're all ready. Oh, you're gonna die. Okay, I'm all packed up. What time are we leaving? Okay, like that. There's no fear. If you got ready, there's this weird thing. Then you're like, okay, I'm ready. Okay, let's go. Okay, I'm all ready. Okay, so he says, Jay Gung Thangpa says, if you want to meet a real demon, it's that idea that I will wait till later. Okay, I just got a few things to take care of, and then I'm definitely going to get more serious about my practice. Okay. Okay, that's you're cheating yourself. You're, what do you call it? You're deceiving yourself. Okay. One more. Okay, for this one you have to understand something. I spent 25 years living with my teacher. One of the strangest things I had to, that he used to do, he would be watching the news on TV. He'd say I could come up and watch the news. And he had a tweezers. And he'd be going, because Tibetans don't have beards, okay? They're so lucky. Like Americans, we have to shave every day. You know, Scott looks like he's been in a war every morning. It's like, Tibetans, they're like, you know, okay. They're so lucky. One day I was in the debate ground, you know, you're all stuffed together, and then some guy's going like this. He's going like this. Then I'm like, what are you doing, man? I said, there's a debate going on. You know, he said, yeah, but I never saw anybody with hair on their arm. okay. Natse lega di juk sine. So we think, I'll do my practice after I finish this. After I finish this thing I have to do. Then the same lama, Gungtang Kwanjo Denbe Dume, said, Leto migen kapushin. Chegin Jemangte. The stuff you still have to finish, the projects you didn't quite finish, are like an old man's hair, beard. Because what happens as you get older, they grow back faster. Those of you who have hair in your ears, you know this. Or here. Like, you pull it out, and the next morning it's like, bing. Then you just give up. I can't forget it. Okay. So old man's hair grows really fast. Okay. Like, you pull it out, and then it's like, bing, comes back. Okay. Okay. Jigen means you cut it, you keep cutting. Kin means present participle. You cut, and it just keeps going back faster. Okay. What's he talking about? Stuff you have to do before you can do your practice. Okay. It's like old man's hair. Okay. It just boop, comes back more. Another project, and then another project, and then another project, and one more thing you have to do. Okay. It just keeps growing. Okay. All right, we're going to take a pee-pee break there, especially me, and then come back in like 10, 15 minutes, okay?